Oklahoma's earthquakes are endangering the industry that created them. The ground is shaking near Cushing, home to the largest commercial crude oil storage center in North America. As State Impacts' Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, researchers say the earthquakes could seriously damage the economically vital energy hub.
Oklahoma's boom of man-made earthquakes has been upgraded to a national security threat, and it's easy to understand why.
So we're in what we call the Enbridge South Terminal. We're in amongst about 18 tanks here of various sizes, anywhere from 350,000 barrels to 575,000 barrels.
Mike Moeller is a senior director at Enbridge Energy, one of the largest operators in Cushing, where big money is made storing and moving crude. It's Moeller's job to make sure the oil stays in the tanks and safely flows through pipelines to refineries along the Gulf Coast. It's a challenge even when things are calm and steady, but lately, the ground has been moving. In early October, a 4.5 magnitude earthquake was recorded a few miles away. Moeller says the quake was big enough to trigger inspections.
Did they find anything?
Nope. We've not experienced any issues, any deformations or releases that were caused because of an earthquake.
The story is the same throughout the massive oil hub, where fields filled with hundreds of airplane hangar-sized tanks are collectively holding an estimated 54 million barrels of oil. No earthquake damage has been reported yet.
I have had conversations with Homeland Security. They're concerned about the tanks mostly.
That's Daniel McNamara with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says the faults underneath the oil hub could be primed for more severe shaking. McNamara sounded the alarm in a paper published earlier this month. His research centers on a series of troubling earthquakes that shook below the oil hub last year. McNamara says the Cushing quakes and the faults that produced them are strikingly similar to those near the town of Prague, home to the largest quake recorded in Oklahoma.
In fact, it's all part of the same general fault system.
The Prague quake injured two people and damaged more than a dozen homes in 2011. It was a 5.6 magnitude earthquake triggered by smaller magnitude 4 foreshocks. McNamara is worried that the Prague pattern could repeat in Cushing. The two places have something else in common.
A wastewater injection.
The oil industry practice of pumping wastewater into disposal wells is now linked to almost all of the significant earthquakes ever recorded in Oklahoma. Officials worry that if a quake like the one that occurred in Prague struck Cushing, it would damage the oil hub. If that happened, they fear the shaking could ripple through the U.S. energy market. Back in Cushing, Moeller opens the door to Enbridge Energy's control center.
So yeah, one might describe this as the fishbowl.
Two men sit behind banks of screens, flashing with sensor readouts and pipeline data. It's like tank farm mission control. When an earthquake strikes, control center personnel decide whether the shaking is severe enough to inspect the tanks in person.
So they go to the USGS site, look at the maps, look at the guidance that's given there, the data that's recorded.
After the 4.5 magnitude quake in early October, the control center ordered detailed inspections of storage tanks. State regulators responded by shutting down and limiting injection at nearby disposal wells. McNamara, the geophysicist, says that was a smart move.
Well, because I think it can be managed.
Regulators shut down disposal wells after the quakes in 2014. McNamara says that slowed the shaking, at least for a while. The earthquake activity near Cushing resumed when the wells were allowed to come back online. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on the state's oil and gas earthquake boom, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.